Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back. A little bit of easy, little song based on a passage in Ecclesiastes. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Richard Berman is our guest, our new friend. He's public relations specialist, former senior producer for NBC News, and he now is the purveyor of Richard Berman Public Relations. He's a small business owner just like you and me and loving it, too, he tells us, and I can see why. Richard, in the previous segment, thanks again, by the way, for hanging out with us. You got a website?
You know what I've been doing? I've been lately just updating my LinkedIn profile because things are changing so fast. I've got about 20 recommendations on there now, and they keep coming in.
Right.
And I find that that's more effective for me. You know, okay. I find that a website can be sort of like a brochure, and you go there to make sure the person...
You still need one, Richard. I'm going to give you some marketing advice. You still need one.
I appreciate it. I know I do, but I keep getting clients.
I know. Well, now that you can't argue with success, but you still need one, and it's not a matter of one or the other. It's not either or. It's both and. So
sure,
so
I know.
So go get Richard. Go get Richard. Richard Berman, publicrelations.com or something like that. Hey, I want to talk about this. We're talking about, folks, Richard is a specialist. He is an expert in public relations, helping you get to the media, helping you get to some free advertising, basically. But it's free advertising, but it can't be advertising. It can't be about you. It can't be about your product. It has to be something that you can contribute to the audience, to some content, some kind of third-party expert opinion or whatever. Talk to us about about press releases. A press release is still effective with the media anymore. I mean, we do press releases here, but the way they find their way into the marketplace is not like it used to be. What do you think?
Well, the thing is, I have a lot to say about that because there are sites on the internet where 8 to 10 press releases come out a minute. And the big secret is there's nobody in the media whose job it is to look at them.
Right.
So people come to me after they've, spent a lot of money on these releases. And what I do is I write, direct letters, through email to the media, personal letters. And I develop a rapport that way because the journalists, when they get a letter from me, an email letter, they realize they could be getting an exclusive on something. When they see a release, they think maybe 40 other people are writing this story. Why should I write it? Right. So I write to them and I make it a personal letter. And also it's just a feeling that it's a more intimacy, right?
So all right, let's slow down for a second here, Richard, because typically when you do a press release, historically and currently, you do a press release, you put it out there, and you hope somebody picks it up. You're saying I should identify who in a media outlet I want to talk to, get their name, and specifically write my press release to them.
Absolutely. And whatever media you're interested in contacting, whatever your story is, just pick up the phone. If it's your local newspaper, whoever answers, once you get the newsroom there, say, whoever answers, you can say, "Hi, this is my story. Who do you think I should contact with this, and how do? What is their email?"
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, people are going to be helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just going back to something you said earlier, I do have a website, and it's Go Berman PR.
Okay.
Google.com.
All right. There you go. Go over. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, and the writing a letter is so much more effective, and it also kind of builds up the rapport where you want to, as we talked about earlier, get called upon again. Well, once you've engaged with this person, and then you know, the next step, usually I end up linking in with them. And by the way, LinkedIn is like a really important element of publicity. I now have almost 5,000 direct connections, right? And whenever I have something new about my business, all I got to do is put in an update, and it goes out to all 5,000 of them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So LinkedIn and social networking in general is a really important part now of PR.
Well, I got about 45 seconds. What's your last piece of advice to a small business owner about PR?
My last piece of advice has a little bit to do with, I guess it's a Woody Allen quote. It was something like 90% of everything is being there. It's got to be out there.
Show up.
If you're sitting there and you're not tooting your horn, you don't wait for anybody else to do it for you.
So that's where. So you're saying social media is fine, but you also have to get up off your backside and go out and then go into the marketplace, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to, you know, get your hands dirty in a sort of a sense of what I'm saying. you know, you're going to have some fallbacks, and some people are going to just ignore you or turn you down.
Right.
But for the most part, people want to hear from the small businesses.
Well said.
And they want to help.
Hey, Richard, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks.
Richard Berman, ladies and gentlemen. Richard Berman, Press, Public Relations. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. That's all I've got for myself. If you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.